Blog Talk Radio.
Many of you know, my dear friends, listeners out there, that I am a veteran. And I loved being in service to my country in the United States Army. I was an instructor at Fort Lee, Virginia, doing basically the same thing I do now, helping many young people to get through the training programs and to go on and hopefully enroll in college to take advantage of the opportunities that the military has available. And so I don't want to salute myself. That's up to you if you want to write in and say thank you, veteran, or whatever. But I want to give a special tribute today for the other fellow veterans that are out there, especially those veterans like myself who have a disability, who are striving to still keep the hoorah and the Semper Fi's and all the other sayings going to motivate ourselves to do the best that we can do. We applaud all veterans for serving in our country, and especially women veterans who are sometimes overlooked, and also veterans with disabilities who come back and have to fight the other fight, the fight to stay ahead in this society. That's right. For those of you who are in other countries, I know it's hard to sometimes understand when you hear the news about how veterans in America, people who have served this country, can come back and still be in an unemployment situation with high rates of unemployment. I know that if you're in another country and you're looking at America as the beacon of hope, that this must be very frustrating for you to even understand how a great country like this can have homeless veterans, people that have served in our country and still homeless, people that have served and still unemployed, striving. But this is something special I want to do today. And it's kind of inspired by what's going on with Michael Jackson's situation, the trial, but more his life. And I'll tell you about that later on in the show. But I can't help but asking you today, and for the rest of this week, if you will, gosh, for the rest of this year, to try your best to focus on the good times. And we're coming up on what we call the holiday season, and some of you may celebrate the holidays as Thanksgiving and Christmas or Hanukkah. However, I just call it a holiday season. I think it's just a nice way of saying whatever you celebrate during this time, it requires that there's some memories, some good memories that are going on in your life. And so we appreciate all the good memories that we have, remembering the good times. And so I encourage the veterans that are out there, as we can we can definitely spend enough time to reflect on the unemployment issues and the homelessness issues and all the bad things that are happening for veterans right now. But the Student to Teacher Show, under the direction of White Apple Institute, wants to encourage veterans and those who support veterans and all of you out there that are having a rough time right now to focus on remembering good times. And I'm going to share some things with you that are going to help you to remember good times. And some things that you can even write down and try to remember. This is a very special show that we're doing this morning. So I really want you to focus, if you will, on special memories that you hold that bring you laughter and joy. Hello, my friends. Happy birthday to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy whatever. All of those things play a big part in your life. So I have a saying with my grandchildren. I say, you know, you can have a birthday party any day that you want to have a birthday party. Any time that you want to feel good about yourself. You just go get yourself a little candle and a little cupcake, and you light it and sing happy birthday to yourself. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird, but we have to look at different things to do that'll bring back some happy times into our lives, into our memories, because we become so overwhelmed with the other stuff. I mean, you look at the news, that's all that's on there. Is all the things that not only keep us immersed in what's going on in the present, but also keep us immersed in what happened in the past, all the memories, remembering all the bad times. So can you come with me on this journey? Because I choose to remember the good times. And as I said earlier, a lot of this is inspired also by Michael Jackson. For some reason, his memory of the song Remembering the Times has been coming up for me constantly throughout the trial that his family has been going through to bring justice to what happened to him through this Dr. Conrad Murray thing. So you see, here we go again with the past coming up and immersing us in these not very joyous thoughts. And then hearing crowds of people cheering when another human being, no matter what that human being has done, cheering for their death, cheering for their suffering, cheering for what we call justice. Now, you're going to have some different feelings and opinions about what I'm going to say, and I'm not here to get into a political discussion about what happened with the trial today. What I'd like to do is to focus on the memory of the good things that Michael Jackson brought to our lives. I'd like to focus on the good things that veterans have done for us. And bring honor and glory not only to the God that operates within us, but to the memory of those who have passed on that have made us smile. We have some callers in this morning. Let's say good morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. I'm calling, this is a 602-418.
Oh, good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Beverly Polnitz. It's a pleasure to be on such a special show with you this morning and to listen. I am so grateful and thankful and realize how very, very important and special our veterans are. And I'd like to just say to all the veterans out there, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all. And my prayers are always with all of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really, you don't know how much I appreciate you saying that. And hopefully that as we move through the show this morning, that we can find ways to bring up some happy memories. The veterans that will call in, maybe will have some happy memories to share with us, and not always the horrible things that they've seen in many of the wars that have passed. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. This is an 804 area. I'm not sure where that is. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Applewhite. This is Consuelo Astete.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to hear your voice, Professor. Where are you located now?
I am in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, okay, but there's an 804 number showing here. Maybe that's a mistake in the computer. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it said an 804 area. But it's always good to hear from you. A very good friend of yours is also online, Dr. Beverly Polnitz. Beverly, do you remember calling?
Good morning, Dr. Polnitz. I did hear you say hello to the show.
That's Professor Consuelo Astete.
Yes.
And Dr. Beverly Polnitz. Yes.
How are you? Good morning. Nice to hear your voice again.
It's so nice to hear you, too.
Well, it's nice to have two good supporters of the work of White Apple Institute on the line this morning. And I was sharing, I don't know if you heard some of the things that we talked about already, but I was sharing how important it is for us to remember the good times, because there's so many things that we can remember that bring us bad thoughts, bad memories. And the show format today, it's kind of a special show because we're doing a tribute this morning to veterans and also the memory, the good memory of Michael Jackson, instead of focusing on the horrible things that have been brought out during the trial, that people seem to be doing a big media thing about all the horrors of life. And, of course, and they do the same thing with veterans, all the horrible things that are happening with veterans. And so I kind of like just had a vision to pull these two thoughts together, that we need to look at the things that we feed into our minds. And I think that, Consuelo Astete, you and I have discussed this many times about what we feed ourselves mentally. And so this is going to be a good show around that particular topic also. And I know you like me to talk about that, don't you?
You're a veteran yourself.
Yes. And I try to feed myself good mental food. And the mental food that I'd like to share with others today is to remember good times in our life, because when we remember good times and we focus on them, we actually have greater success in our personal lives and our professional lives and our spiritual lives. Remembering special times can lead to healthy attitudes about our personal life. However, this same action can lead to success while attending college or job training and work, getting up and just going to work every day, remembering some good times. That's why music is so important, because you can turn on some happy music and actually find yourself smiling about memories that have passed on. There are a lot of resources available for developing our personal, professional, and spiritual lives, and they can help us form positive energy around the things we remember. So there's lots of different things. There's tapes that we can listen to in the car. There's plenty of books that we can read, magazines, and social groups that we can join. That's another thing. We are really, as many of our talk shows and the talk host news people are talking about, how much we have moved away from the real social network, and we're doing more social networking on the computer, away from human touch. And so that doesn't feed any of us in a very positive way, as far as knowing that there are other human beings out there that we can actually touch, look into their eyes. And we have another caller online before I finish up with the show description here. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 369? Are you there, 369? 480-369. Just saying good morning to you. If you'd like to stay silent, that's fine. But we welcome you to the show this morning, and thank you very much for calling in. Well, let's continue on with a few other points that I wanted to bring out. As I was saying, we want to help to bring this positive energy around the things that we remember, and that's by looking at the resources we have available and social networking, real social networking, okay? And that means reaching out and touching someone and remembering good times with them. So that when, you know, I have this saying, I don't know if you can latch on to what I'm going to say right now, but just try. I feel that it's important when I'm with someone that when I leave them that I feel better. Definitely that I feel as good as I did when I walked into the room or I came into their presence or they came into mine. I don't want anyone to bring down the energy, the positive energy that I have in my life. And there's only one way that someone can do that, and that's if we let them do that. So let's remember, we do have a choice. But I don't even want to go through the battle within me of trying to overcome that so that I have to battle to make that happen. I want to bring people into my life that make me feel good, that help me remember good times and think about good things. But if we want to talk about veterans, yes, we need to, of course, be realistic about what's happening with veterans and shed some dollars out there, some volunteer time to help with our homeless veterans and unemployed veterans. But we also want to bring some joy to their lives, too. And one of the ways that I've seen just recently is someone bringing up to the VA hospital. I go there a lot. And they brought in a cassette tape recorder with an old cassette of some old songs, and it brought so much to one of the veterans to hear some of the old songs on a cassette recorder. If you know what that means, and you're really dating yourself, but at least I didn't bring up 8-track, right, Beverly? Okay? At least I didn't talk about an 8-track, okay? So, you know, they're just things. Yeah, the things that we can do. What is an 8-track, you know? Remembering special people, times. Remembering special times, remembering special events and things that can bring us joy can always change our attitude and mood for the moment. If it is so easy, you might say, you may wonder, why 1 out of every 10 people in the USA are on some form of drug for depression or suffer from hopelessness, about disability, insomnia, post-traumatic stress disorders, PTSD, so many other negative feelings that block us from remembering things that can bring us joy, bring us happiness. And Andrew Weil noticed this figure, which is a very stable figure now in our medical and psychological archives, that it is truly 1 out of 10 people in the USA. And that means for us, for our listeners in other countries, to also be aware that as you're looking at this great country, and it is a great country, don't get me wrong, but I think that there needs to be some reality that this isn't the all and all and be all of your happiness, that sometimes wherever you are in whatever country you're in whatever condition you're in, you may want to look around you and see the beauty in where you are and try to build from where you are. Post-traumatic stress disorders. Let's just focus on that for a minute. Post means after. Trauma means something happened that caused you stress. And it becomes a disorder. In other words, things are out of order because of what has happened in the past. It means that for some reason, your brain begins to focus on things happen that do not bring good memories to you. Difficult things. And when it becomes difficult to remember good things, our brain automatically becomes overwhelmed with the negative things that have happened in our life. And therefore, the duration happens. The duration of long-term post-traumatic stress disorders. And you find and hear that a lot with a lot of veterans, but it's quite common outside of the military arena. As a matter of fact, when you talk about depression, yes, you're talking about depression in the present moment, but you're also talking about things that have happened before that people become so overwhelmingly depressed about because they can't remember good times. They can't seem to bring that smile back. And it's so important because you can lose your job behind it. Someone just told me the other night that their husband lost their job, his job, went into the job, worked a full shift. And as he was beginning to leave, the wife went to go pick him up. The manager comes out and tells her, oh, I'm sorry. She came to meet him during this.
And you're something.
I'm going to have to mute. Which one I have to mute? Please mute. I'm getting some background. Okay. Hello? Okay. I'm just getting some background there, and I wanted to block that out so that we don't interfere with others listening to the show there. Thank you so much.
Well, there's different levels.
I still don't have it right here. Okay. All right. Here we go. Want everybody to hear the show very well here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Do I have a good sound coming out right now, listeners?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What I was saying is that the wife had actually come to bring this man something to his job, and it was in the middle of his shift, so he wasn't quite finished with his shift. And the manager comes out to the car and tells her, hold on a minute, don't leave yet. Doesn't tell her why. So she's thinking maybe your husband's not feeling well because he's been having chemotherapy treatments. And he goes back in, takes her husband outside, sits down with him, and tells him that he can no longer work there because he's replaced him with somebody else because he feels that he's very sad all the time while he's working.
Oh.
Well, he's in a job where he's not really having much contact with the public, but it doesn't matter. They feel that he's bringing down the morale of everyone in there. Well, this gentleman not only suffers from PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, he is a veteran, but he also is going through chemotherapy and has missed a considerable amount of time from the job, but he does his best to make up for that time. But, you see, we live in a day and age where there's not much consideration for those things. And we can't be upset about that. It's just the way things happen today in our world, our economic times, the cloud that's around all of us right now. But we can break through. We can break through by remembering the good times for personal, professional, and spiritual success. We can do it. It just takes a little more energy. But we can sit down every day before you even get up out of the bed. You know, we always talk about when you get out of the bed and you have your coffee and you're on the road or whatever. How about as soon as you wake up and turn your head on the pillow, before you jump up and do anything else, lay there for a minute and remember something good. Bring a smile to your face. Bring a song to your face. Your memory, and stay with it for a minute. My grandmother used to wake up and read a scripture in the morning, and she said that would start her day off. What do you do to remember the good times in your life? Any comments?
Well, I have also heard, and I try to practice that, to write at least 5 good things that you expect to happen in the day, or at the end of the day, 5 good things that have happened. And that's also in the same line of thinking. Of course, what Dr. Apple, what you suggest is marvelous too. Especially, I would add something else, that maybe try to find someone during the day, make a contact with someone,
mm-hmm.
and together remember good times. Either
yes.
that happened to you and that other person, or just to you, and then by doing that, you prompt the other person to remember also good things.
Yes, yes.
Now, with the veterans, I think it's a little more difficult. Of course, I think it's a good idea. Everyone that has that can be in touch with veterans and maybe should try to do that. But at the same time, they need a little more specialized care and therapy to come out of their PTSD situation.
Yes, yes. That's right, and there are plenty of resources available. I was hoping that, and still, we still have time on the show. She may actually appear on the show this morning. She said she'd try to do that. It's a woman veteran who's doing a show, an exhibit on Forgotten Angels, it's called. And
oh,
it's about memories of women in the service and women that have gone through tremendous things and still maintained a sense of pride and glory in themselves. And so you're very right. There are people out there that can be touched, can be connected with, and there are resources for counseling. You know, it's funny, when I was looking for some things on memory and remembering, Michael Jackson did a lot on memory and remembering things. And and we're doing, there's still some things out there right now that no matter what the controversy was in his life, and like I said, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into politics of the trial that just happened. I want to just bring out remembering all the good music, the good feelings that he brought to people, the humane spirit that he had. And they're doing something now, not to give a plug to any particular show, but there are lots of shows out there that are doing remembrances of Michael Jackson. So you might want to look at your local newspaper or plug into the internet and just look up some of the shows that are going on and remember the times. That was one of his songs, as a matter of fact, Remember the Times. And, you know, one of the things that we want to be conscious of is that when we do try to remember, and thank you so much for bringing that out, Consuelo, about the veterans, Professor Estete. We don't remember days. We remember moments, things that happened to us. We remember moments, but more importantly, as, and I believe it was Maya Angelou and the Dalai Lama who emphasized the point that it's not so much what people do for you. It's not even so much as what people say to you. It's how people make you feel. And when we leave them, that we remember the moments that we spent together and that we can smile about those moments. How often, and a lot of times students will get a little touchy with me when I bring up to them, say, you know, how did you feel when they're hollering and screaming about the job is unjust and they're going to quit their job, or they did quit their job and they don't know why the employer is not giving them a good reference, and they're not able to balance out and look at how they felt the first day that they heard that they got the job. And so I take them back to that. I said, do you remember how you felt when you first got the job? And they'll say, no, you know, and they'll grapple with that. And then they think about it for a minute. They say, well, I was really happy. I said, well, I just want for a moment for you to remember that time when you were really happy that you got that job, okay, and you accepted that job at the pay that they gave it to you at that time, and you were happy about it. Yes, they say, I remember that. Well, can we keep that in the forefront of our memory? That way, when you go into a job interview, that your energy is focused on the positive instead of that eerie energy around you, that when somebody says, well, what was your past job or whatever, your past experience, you don't have that. It's like almost like an inner growl in their voice. It's not something you hear distinctly, but human resource professionals have been trained to note it, okay, when they're talking about the past employer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of give yourself away. You give yourself away even with old relationships. When you're talking to somebody in a new relationship, okay, and you start talking about your ex, okay, you can do the same thing. You have that little growl in the back of your voice where you think, well, they won't really know that I really can't stand talking about him, you know, or her, you know. And but people notice it because you're not able to remember the good times. You're not able to bring good thoughts up about the moments. And they're always, I can't think of anything where it's automatically a bad moment the moment you step into a situation. I mean, there are, I'm sure. But usually when we step into most situations, we step into them with a happy face. And then they turn sour. They may turn sour on us. Is that your experience, Dr. Beverly Ponitz? That usually we come into a situation where we are happy, but then it turns something. And then at that point, we need to start really working to remember why we started this journey. Why we started this job, why we started this college education, any relationship. Okay, there's a little background noise going on again. We'll just hope that someone would. Okay.
Professor?
Uh-huh.
Professor Apple, you just hit the nail right on the head because you are so very right. I've experienced it myself. I'm taking a lesson from you right now as you speak and thinking about how even myself have done exactly what you said. We think of the bad, and it got that little growl in our voice, and I was just chuckling because we all do it, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about the good, and I just did. I was this morning. I woke up thinking about some things that made me not upset but sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid in bed for a few minutes and I thought about the other side, about the happy times. And
mm-hmm.
I refused to get up until I had come to a point where I feel good instead of allowing myself down. And it just occurred to me. And then when I think back, I often do that because sometimes through our dreams and stuff, we may wake up because it has triggered a memory in us that's not so pleasant. And
mm-hmm.
we need to go back and make it pleasant. And so I was chuckling because it couldn't have been a more perfect topic for me because I just experienced it and recognized it. So thank you again. I'm always thanking you. This is wonderful. I love thanking you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful, and I'm glad that, you know, you never know what's going to happen on the Student to Teacher show. And, you know, we have these moments that will come up for us that somebody will say, yeah, I have experienced that. Let me talk about that for a minute. And then it reaches out and touches somebody else, and before you know it, I'm getting all these emails and comments in after the show is over. And it's really, you know, most of our listenership, just to note, is really after the show. Most people come on and listen to the show in the archives. So they're not, we have almost 20,000, matter of fact, it might be more now. I haven't checked the latest figure. I think it was 19,000 or something listeners out there. And I think that the majority of them, at least 12,000, 13,000 people, are listening to the show after it's over. Isn't that something? So, that's fine. That's why I love internet radio, because you can archive the show. But as they're listening to them, these aha moments will come up for them, and then they'll start sending an email in. And as thinking of aha moments, I should at least check the chat line and make sure that that no one has entered a chat discussion. Okay, I actually did not announce that the chat line was open. So let me announce that now for any of the listeners that would like to type in a message about how they feel about the show this morning. You're welcome to do that. And if you still feel comfortable with calling in live on the show, go ahead and dial 1-646-727-3758. You can always contact me or any other staff of White Apple Institute at whiteappleinstitute.org, or call in at 480-471-8082. And you can even give us ideas on any shows that you'd like to hear, shows that you've listened to in our archives, shows that you'd like to hear us talk about that are related to school and work success, especially for those that are perceiving themselves as disadvantaged or disabled and letting that rule their lives, wearing that label. We don't want that. So let's continue on. I'm really pleased that you brought that up about the waking up in the morning and just staying in bed for a few extra moments. You know, friends bring back remembering good times. And talking about that social network thing that I was mentioning earlier, you know, we say that friends are, don't say I'm your friend, because people don't really have a lot of friends today. You can't trust anybody. They're my associates. I grew up in a time where there was a saying around, and it was done by, I think, a cowboy, excuse me, type of guy, Roy Rogers or someone like that, who said, a stranger is just a friend I haven't met yet.
And that's beautiful.
There was a time where people really felt that a stranger was not really a stranger, it's just a friend I haven't met yet. And friend was something special. It didn't mean that it was your best friend. Excuse me, I'm having a allergic reaction this morning. But it was about the factor that that a person could become someone that you would have a happy moment with, a happy memory with. A friend is the one who walks in when others walk out. And that can be a lot of different ways, taken a lot of different ways. A friend can be an employee, a coworker, who walks in when others on the job walk out on you and you're overwhelmed at night and you're trying to get a lot of things done and somebody will lend a hand. There are still good people like that. There's still fellow students that will see you struggling with something, and if you just reach out a little bit, you'd be surprised at how often someone will sit next to you and study with you or say, hey, listen, I've got some notes to share with you. We have not forgotten humanity, my friends. It's still out there. Don't give up. I was at the Mayo Clinic yesterday, and I ran into a couple who was sitting there waiting for a doctor, and she was we were talking, and the woman in the relationship said to me that she appreciated that I was an optimist. And I said, yes, I'm an optimist. We were talking about some of the things that go on, and I was telling them about the show this morning. And she says, I told her, yes, I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist. So I'm not ignoring the reality of what's going on in today's world. I just choose to look at it in a way where we can still hold on to some of the good things, remembering the good times. Her husband, on the other hand, she said to him, well, it's very unlike my husband, who's a pessimist. He's a pessimist. He's always looking for what's terrible in the world. And so I looked at him, and he smiled a little bit and put his head down. And then he says, well, I guess I'm a little bit of a pessimist. I said, well, when you say a little bit, I can see that. There are many of us that can swing on that to that side of being truly pessimistic. I said, but you get up every morning, right? He says, yes. I said, if you get up every morning and you do something, that means that you're not a pessimist. That means that you're still believing that there's something to get up for. A true pessimist doesn't want to get up for anything or do anything that's going to help himself or help society, help the loved ones in his family. A true pessimist does not believe in anything. But that really brought a smile. Not only he looked at me and smiled, but he looked at his wife as though to say, see, I'm not really such a pessimist. Okay? Because he's not. And as long as we can hold on to a little bit of good times, of good memories, and we can see a glimpse of hope in our fellow human beings, that we can see that there is someone out there that can walk in when others walk out. And I don't mean that literally walking out. I mean that we feel that, hey, where's somebody around me that can help me, you know, remember something good or think about something good for a minute? Because everything we think about is reliant on either the present or the past, okay, that brings us any kind of serious emotion, because it's already happened or happening. Things that are going to happen in the future, we're not sure of. So that, you know, our brains are able to determine that that the future is not a reality yet. Okay, unless we're, of course, involved in some mental health issues, okay, and then it all gets mixed up then. But for the most of us, our present and certainly our past play a big part in how we remember things. And so our job is to do the shuffling around. Just like you shuffle cards and you shuffle things in your kitchen cabinets to organize them. We talked about post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, let's see if we can order some of the past things, the past traumas in our life, to put them in an order where we put the happiness things first, remembering the good times first in our life, and try to push back in the cabinet the things that we don't need to use that much. Does that make sense?
Yes. You're a wonderful teacher.
Well,
you explain so beautifully, and you give good examples too, like the example you just gave when you were in the hospital, and that is just an example of how one can touch other people's lives by making that comment on that man. You actually stimulated him to think positively of himself, and maybe from now on he will not be as pessimist, because maybe his wife keeps repeating that to him every day.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That was a wonderful example of how you can touch other people's lives and see a glimpse of hope in every human being. And you just did that when you approached that couple and you talked to them, Professor Applewhite.
Yes, thank you very much. I certainly do the best I can to bring out the absolute best in recognizing the God force within all of us. And we do have a God force. I don't know if that other caller is ready to say anything. I do want to make sure that I give everyone an opportunity. Is there anything you want to say? That number was just the prefix 480-369. Did you want to come on and introduce yourself in any way? I'll just continue to say good morning to you. And thank you for being on the show. All right. Well, let's finish up a little bit here with what I was going to share with you on remembering ourselves. okay? I just want to share something that came across my desk just went, a few days ago when I was thinking about how to do this show. You know, it was interesting. This show took almost 4 or 5 days to put together. I had so many different things, so many things coming in and rushing in at me that I wasn't really sure of, is this a good show to combine the Michael Jackson, the memory of Michael Jackson, the good things, with the good things of veterans? And I didn't see anything wrong with that, as long as we're conscious of the fact that I'm just using a figure. Michael Jackson is a controversial figure, of course, but a very famous figure that's in our faces now, just about on every news station that we can think of. So that's why I thought that that was important in order to promote the show, too. But also, you know, of course, this is Veterans Day was yesterday, and we're still having lots of activities. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I'll be marching with some of the veterans in my own community, it'll be an honor to do that. Some of them are 90-something years old and still standing up or in wheelchairs and holding flags and still marching in glory of the factor that that justice has been brought to different countries. And that was a time, of course, when justice was a very more important, true justice was more important than hollering and screaming about the joys of killing someone, about war and seeing someone suffering. We want to make sure that we remember that we are part of everything that's out there. We're part of each other. And we have to reflect on the wonder of life. Okay, and that should be a regular practice, especially now, as I asked at the beginning of the show, as we go into this holiday season thing, so important. The holidays stir up a lot of issues that lie just below the surface for all of us. But when we can combine this general sense of disorder, okay, of dis-ease, with being comfortable with remembering good times, we can breathe certainty into our lives. And the result becomes a generous helping of good things. Instead of stress and worry, we start holding on to the smile and the lack of anxiousness to get things done, to impress other people. We get, if we allow ourselves, just like Dr. Polnitz was agreeing, to lay on that pillow a little while longer in the morning and reflect on the smile, on the good things in life, great possibility that there'll be an unraveling of all those negative thoughts, that negative energy that resides in all of us, of the bad things that have happened to us and that are happening around the world, that happen on the job, that happen as we're trying to go through college, that happen to single mothers and single mothers raising children on their own, and single fathers raising children on their own. Let's not forget that. So let's look deep inside of ourselves. And when we notice that the old patterns are not working for us, the old way of thinking, okay, let's look for answers deep within ourselves. We have a memory bank. Yes, we do. And it's a great memory bank. It's so much like the banks that you go to and deposit your money into, Professor Estepe.
Mm.
You deposit money into a bank. Is that right? And you also with money. Now, this is an example I give my students about the emotional bank account. And I tell them, whenever you deposit money in, you're actually bringing up good thoughts, good feelings for yourself. And that's a plus in your account. whenever you are thinking of the worry and stress of the day and the things that have hurt you, then you are making a withdrawal on that account. And so what you want to watch for is we all want to have a balanced bank account. Okay, a little bit more than balance. We want to have more deposits than withdrawals, I think, right?
Yes.
We have a little overage there. But we certainly don't want to have more withdrawals than we have deposits. And we can avoid that by making sure that we lighten up a little bit. That as we remember the good times in our lives, remember the good feelings that we had when we embarked on different journeys, instead of remembering the horrible thing that happened as a result of whatever went on with that, remember how you felt at the beginning, because at the beginning is when you had that great feeling and you were jumping for joy about that new job, about registering for college, about a new relationship with someone. You can do this. Don't be distracted. The distractions of the media would have us believe, as the Inner Tapestry organization has brought out, the distractions of the media would have us believe that things are at the brink of collapse. But if you take a moment to center yourself, you quickly realize that collapse is relative. Take a walk in nature, and you can observe the life force energy flowing along. The sun rises, the rain falls, the wind blows, and the snow accumulates. And by the way, for those who were saying, how do you know about snow in Arizona? We do have snow here. It's in northern Arizona. So we have all of the seasons here, and the snow does accumulate. The wind blows. And the hardships we face teach us valuable lessons. They temper our being and prepare us for change. And we want to embrace change, but we want to embrace it with remembering the good times, the good things that have happened to us in our lives. And when Michael Jackson sang the song, Remember the Times, he was very, very clear on what he was saying about remembering good things, about memories of people falling in love. Well, I'll tell you something. I fell in love many, many times in my life, not necessarily with a person, but with an idea. And I still continue to do that. I fall in love with the idea today that I will remember good times that I'm having with you right now on this student-to-teacher show. That's what I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember the things that you said to me this morning. I'm going to remember at the earlier part of the show of hearing you say, thank you, veterans, because we do. We thank you, veterans, not only for the sacrifices that you've made and the horrible things that you've gone through, but we also thank you for allowing us to continue to remember the good times in this country, because without you, we would have no good times. Because there are a lot of negative forces that would try to take that away from us. We thank you for remembering the good times of even children who right now are hungry and striving for an education, that there's a little schoolhouse, or that there's a feeding a center where they have food for them, and that for a moment, remember that moment I talked about? For a moment you can see a smile on a face as they put a spoon of food up to their mouth. And I commit to holding on to that memory, that good time, than dwelling on the horrors of today's world. Do you agree with me?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to say before we leave? I just wanted to kind of bring out a little bit more about Michael Jackson's I'm playing a little bit in the background of his music, because we have so much to say about remembering the good times, I want to close the show with that this morning. So excuse me for bringing that in, a little sound issue there. But you were saying something about closing the show with something beautiful that you wanted to bring out, Dr. Polnitz?
Yes, I did. Just to say this is a very, very special show. And again, I thank you. But I'd like to say a lot of people think that in order to change, you know, from being pessimist to optimistic, there is no change. It's easy to be a person you've always been, for it requires no change, no self-reflection,
uh-huh.
and no growth. It may appear that changing yourself requires giving up something. In reality, there is no need to give up anything. You must simply add to what you have been, just like the gentleman did down at the hospital with you. He just added that thought and was able to bring about change and more happiness in his life. We can't think
uh-huh.
about giving up, but just adding to who we already are. And again, thank you.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank again any veterans out there that are listening, and I want to thank the memory of Michael Jackson for helping us always to bring joyful songs to us and help us remembering the good times. I know a lot of our soldiers in Afghanistan and those that are still left in Iraq, they love listening. So we thank you. We thank all of you this morning for joining us on the Student to Teacher Show, and we close with some very good thoughts of Michael Jackson.